As they negotiate a new contract with the Screenwriters Guild, Hollywood producers are talking tough, something Hollywood producers really like to do.
Weekend Edition essayist Andy Borowitz.
Speaking as a screenwriter, I think the producers are playing with fire, because going on strike is something screenwriters really like to do. Why are writers such good strikers? A writer's workday is filled with innumerable tasks, all sharing one common goal, the avoidance of writing. That means sharpening and resharpening pencils, cleaning out under the sink, and arranging boxes of tea bags in order of height. After 8 hours of these and more frivolous activities, the average writer will be racked with guilt and will resolve to be more disciplined tomorrow, when his comic book collection will beckon, crying out to be alphabetized. When a writer is on strike, however, these self-indulgent rituals of procrastination are magically transformed into defiant political statements. The writer is no longer an indolent fraud. He's standing up to the man the only way he knows how, by not writing. No guilt feelings anymore. The striking writer is a labor hero worthy of a Woody Guthrie ballad, even if all he did that day was rearrange his sock drawer. The last writer's strike was in 1988, and I still remember those 5 months as the most blissfully guilt-free stretch of my entire writing career. Now, this may all sound like bad news for the producers, but here's the good news. Unlike writers, actors and directors hate to strike because they have such a sweet deal when they're working. Actors get to live in mobile pleasure domes and have their zone diet meals prepared for them by foreign chefs with expensive haircuts. Directors get to wear cool-looking jodhpurs and carry riding crops. And when they're not ordering people around with a megaphone, they're marrying Madonna. What are the chances of Madonna marrying a screenwriter? Dream on. Now that I mention it, if the Writers Guild does go on strike, I think the number one issue should be the right of every screenwriter to marry Madonna. I don't personally want to marry her, but I think I should be entitled to marry her if I wanted to. Until the studios use their legendary clout to remedy this injustice, I'm going to be right here, cleaning out under my sink.
Andy Borowitz writes a weekly online humor column, The Borowitz Report, for Newsweek.com.